What's up, everybody? Favor and blessings.
Lord, y'all, just send a blessing for our friend.
I'm trying to steer away.
Welcome you back, because see, this is what happens when I was not there for one. You see what happened? She don't even know.
Did y'all notice I tried to steer away from the hey yo? You know, somebody told me you need to find a catchphrase or you like your own. It wasn't about to be favor and blessings, but for some reason, that was the first thing that came out of my mouth. So somebody must need some blessings and somebody must need some favor. And that's how I look at it. But
and somebody just needs to mind their own business and let you stick to what you know. Like, that's what really needs to happen.
I mean, I was going to come in with the hello, 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 and welcome to All Talk No Chaser. But hey, you know, listen. Listen, again, if anybody have any suggestions, let me know.
Yes, please. Please leave it in the comments. Please leave it in the comments, okay? We gonna start a poll right now. If you good and you okay with the hey yo, please leave that in the comments. Because I think we're doing just fine.
You guys, as you can see, our girl Sammy C is back. She is back. She is back in the building. And we are happy to have you back, Sammy C. You were missed! You were missed. Although our last episode was still good, you know, with Rachel. You know, All Talk No Chaser is, you know, it's a team thing. And my teammate was not there, and we felt that. We felt that. But hey, everybody needs a little break. Everybody needs to do time out. And just with our schedules being how they are, you know, like I said, this is All Talk No Chaser with Juju and friends. So you never know who might pop on. You know, it might be me and Sammy, me and somebody else, me and Sammy and somebody else, or me and Sammy and somebody else. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So again, you know, I can't express enough. If you want to be on All Talk No Chaser, please leave something in either one of our DMs or a comment or something like that. And we'll be sure to have you on for sure. If you have any subject titles or something like that you guys want us to touch on, or if you want to touch on, get on and touch on it, hey, let us know. We open for it. It's all good. But Sammy C, how have you been?
Whew. Well, you know, our usual life was lifing, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. So.
And I know you had a death in the family recently, so I want to say yeah. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to hear that as well.
Yeah, no. And also, you know, I literally was just telling Julia, please, you guys, please, make sure you guys are going to the doctor. Make sure you're getting these health screenings. Julia and I both have a friend that we both found out that has serious illness, and he's younger than us.
Yeah.
I mean, so please just make sure.
He has stage 4 cancer in his 30s. So
please make sure you guys are getting these screenings. It is highly, highly important.
Especially you men.
Yes.
I know, especially our Black men. I mean, men in general, but especially our Black men. Y'all don't like to go get anything done. Y'all don't like to go. You have a pain or a soreness or a swelling. It's like, oh, let me put some ice on there, drink some ginger ale, and you all good. Like, no. We need to go. We need to get tested. And also, I want to. With that being said, work life balance.
Yes.
Work life balance. I don't know how much, you know, I'm learning that, you know, don't get me wrong. I understand, like, it's expensive out here. Inflation is no joke. It's real. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like going out to eat is less expensive as me going to the grocery store and buying food and cooking.
Facts.
You know
facts.
What I'm saying? So, like, I get it. It's almost like, you know, with the job I have, I feel make fairly good money, but I still feel like, you know, I got to put in 7 days a week just to make ends meet, or really just to live the lifestyle I'm used to living before stuff got so damn high.
Crazy.
So, I mean, work-life balance. But again, at the end of the day, like my mom said when she was, you know, taking her last breaths, she said, at the end of the day, I don't care about the RV. I don't care about that house. I don't care about those dogs. And guys, her dogs was her heart. She said, all I'm thinking about is the times that I spent with you and the family and things like that. So I said it to say that the job is going to be there, were you there or not. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm saying this because the particular friend that we speaking of, you know, Sammy C was still working with him. And she said he was there all the time on overtime, all the time. And just think about how many of those hours he could have used spending with family and memories and having memories with family and stuff. So, you know, that money, all money ain't good money. And like I say all the time, and I have to remind myself, like, God will supply every one of my needs. So whether I do this overtime or not, he has not failed me yet. I have yet to live in a cardboard box. I have yet to go without being clothed. I have yet to go without having shoes on my feet. I have yet to go without a plate in front of my face. And as y'all can see, I ain't missing no meals. So again, you know, family is important. Friends are important. Community is important. So, and you are important. So make time exactly. for yourself. You don't just spend your whole life at that job. Like, it's not worth it. But woo, this world right now is diddying, ain't it?
Woo, man. Okay. Man. The diddler.
The diddler. Okay. Look, we just did. Because
now he's the diddler.
Y'all need right? to go back. Okay. I think how many, like 4 or 5 episodes ago, we literally did an episode of Diddy Do It. And it looked like yeah. it did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it's giving surviving Kelly Diddy, okay?
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say, okay? All I'm saying is that, you know, I think it might be some folks we might owe an apology to, because look, it's you been some people out here talking about the diddler for decades. Yeah. And people kept saying they was crazy and they was out their mind, and I don't know. Now
everybody, it's so funny. The first thing when it first came out, everybody, you know what everybody was on first? The freaking baby oil and the 700 dildos.
Yes.
And I'm telling people, I'm like, why is that such a big thing for you guys? Like, my thing was this. He had or baby oil / lubricant. My thing was this. He had to have all of that because he was having sex parties. They wasn't all for him. Of course.
Okay, wait. But I got a little theory on that though.
Oh, okay.
I got a little theory on that. Okay. So I was watching something, because I don't mean to be rude, Julia. 1,000 though? I don't give a damn what you was doing. 1,000?
Did you see how big his sex parties were? How many people? I'm already talking about his sex parties. Excuse me, his quote unquote parties were, and how many people he had there. He had people that we'd never seen on social media.
The size bottles he had, because it wasn't like these was travel sizes. It wasn't like they was even the normal size. There was like the jumbo sizes.
Let me tell you,
it was jumbo size baby oils. Okay, and that should have been enough for 2-3 folks.
I marked this episode explicit. Every episode I mark, because y'all know me, I got diarrhea at the mouth, and I say whatever comes out my mouth. Excuse me, whatever the top of my head.
Yeah.
But if any of y'all be involved in ass play, you're going to need them bottles.
Look.
The ass does not self-lubricate.
It does not.
Don't ask me how I know. Just know that I know.
But the point is, from my understanding, what someone told me is that the baby oil is not just plain old baby oil.
It got lubricated.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because if you have also heard, word on the street is, Diddy be giving out the Tootsie. Okay. If you don't know what the Tootsie is,
the ass play.
Okay.
What did I just say here? Tootsie
is a drug. Tootsie is a drug. Let me see. Play. That's why Julie need to be quiet.
I'm in too deep. Okay. Boop.
Tootsie is a drug. Tootsie is a mixture and concoction of like cocaine, ecstasy, and Viagra. Okay? That's what Tootsie is. Okay?
Okay.
So, okay. But what someone told me is that they said the 1,000 bottles doesn't make sense. They said, but it do make sense if it was laced with drugs, because you need a lot of it to penetrate in so people will be drugged up. And I said, it is making sense to me. Because if you're trying to get them extra lube, extra loosed up, and it's laced with the drugs, yeah, that's accurate. So I don't know if they tested these bottles. None of that has been tested.
Wait, how was they going to test them?
Well, no, because you know when they take it into evidence, forensic science, they could test to see if the baby oil has been laced with drugs. So they could see if it's not just plain, if it's plain baby or if it's been laced with this drug. Damn. So that is supposedly what they're saying, and why they're saying that there was so many.
He wanted to be sure that they were wide open.
Wide open, because that's what the 2C do. It makes you wide open. Do. Okay, all
the
right.
The 2C make you do.
Okay, and you know, because you offer that cocaine it make you want to keep going and going.
Okay.
Like, I'm just letting you know. Look. This is not, you know, this is all alleged, okay? I'm telling you what, you know, the web has said. You know, this is what the streets are saying. I don't know the Diddler. I don't even know nobody. Okay? I'm just letting you know that this is what they saying.
So my question is, is y'all about to cancel him?
But like, it's not just that. Are we canceling everybody? Because Mary J. Blige is on this list. J-Lo's on this list.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian's on this list. I mean, there's a lot of people on the list. Okay, so, and wait. Because we also heard, we've been knowing about the T.D. Jakes being on the list.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I mean, not they say Usher's on the list. Mm. I mean... They also say, you know, big time herself, Miss Oprah's on the list.
Ooh. Letty O?
Yeah, honey, they said the big O. They said she's on
Letty
there.
The big O up in there getting big O's.
Okay, like, and I mean, and I don't know. I just got to say something, but the receipts they were giving, because the big O's in a lot of pictures with a lot of these assaulters.
Ooh, really?
She's been in pictures with everybody. She was in pictures with Weinstein. She was in pictures with Epstein. She was in pictures with
you wrong because you said Weinstein.
Weinstein, whatever his name is. I don't know. Okay. BMS. Yeah.
It's
y'all
okay.
Know what I'm
so
talking
we,
about.
We knew okay? We knew.
All right. So she was also in pictures with, I forget who he is. He was some producer who was also claimed to be sexually assaulting people. She was also in pictures, you know, friendly and behooving Mr. Simmons.
Mm.
Okay. So she's been in pictures with all of them. All of them hanging
all
out.
All of the things. All okay. of them and all of the things. All right. Going on.
They're starting to say maybe she might be the puppet master.
Oh.
Well, that's what the street's saying. Okay. I already done told y'all.
It's not you just making stuff up, sis.
No, I'm really not. This is a true thing. Like, they have said, because they said that basically they said J-Lo was supposed to be. If you have kept up with the Epstein stories, okay, and you know his girlfriend, Miss Maxwell, whatever her name is or whatever, J-Lo was supposed to be equivalent to her in actual reality. That's what they're saying. And they're saying the thing is that now she's being indicted because now that old case that Diddy had, she's being indicted because they believe that she lied.
Jennifer or the Maxwell...
Jennifer. They believe Jennifer lied for Diddy back in the day. Y'all remember the case.
Was that the case when Shine had went down for him?
Yes. They're saying that they believe that she lied and then Shine ended up taking the fall when really Shine probably had nothing to do with
it. He didn't. No, they just recently did an interview with him and he was basically on there saying, like, you know, I don't wish any, he's like, what Diddy is going through, he doesn't wish that on him, but he said very clearly he is an evil person. He's not a good person. And he said him being so young and as young as he was, he did not know what he was pleading guilty to. He didn't know that he was going to get that amount of years in jail for something that he did not do. But he made it seem like, I'll take care of your family. Like, you go, when you get out, you're going to be good if you do this. And he just did not know. He was young. He said he was like 19, 20 years old.
Right.
Not from this country.
So, right. I'm just saying there was a lot to this. So they said that possibly they could be reopening that back up just due to a lot of things. Again, like I said, they also done called Kim Kardashian in here saying that allegedly, supposedly, she was in on these parties, drugging a lot of high-profile men and getting documents and things for blackmailing for her personal gain. Oh, yes, this is all coming out.
You know, it's funny. They said that P. Diddy, they had him on suicide watch, supposedly. But then his lawyer came out and said he is not suicidal. I don't know why they have him on suicide watch. I know exactly why they have him on suicide watch. Because if he said the wrong thing or said the wrong people's name or something like that, then they can justify why he did.
Yep. Yeah. Like, oh, we all know why he's on suicide watch. We know what's happening. Because, you know, if you say the wrong person's name, he going to end up like Epstein for real.
Exactly. Like, so, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it looks like when you get, when us as Black people get so much money that we get to thinking that we equals with them. This is what they do. They let us get so high, and it's like, oh no, nigga, you can't go that high. Oh, you not me. You not us. You know what I mean? And that's when they be sure.
So there are a lot of things just
they
being
cut yourself.
Up.
They cut your ass right on back down.
That's more than these sexual assault cases, because also what's being opened up in the cases being opened up is the death of Kim Porter, because they're saying that possibly it was not a natural death, which is what it had been.
It was supposed to be pneumonia.
Oh, like it was pneumonia or heart attack or something like that.
No,
right?
it was literally pneumonia.
Oh yeah,
I'll never forget that because I'm like, as young as she was, as healthy as least as she looked.
Pneumonia? She quite healthy,
It's older, like old people who get pneumonia and still live through it. I believe at one point before my grandmother passed, she had pneumonia and we doctored her through. So I'm just like, really, that young and that healthy?
Yeah.
And she died from
pneumonia? They're looking into that because something doesn't seem right, because supposedly all of a sudden she got this pneumonia right when she was going to publish this tell-all book. That was supposed to tell it all. Supposedly, the feds have the original notebook with all the names in it. Because, you know, her version was going to be a little bit lighter, leaving some people out, leaving some things out. But now, supposedly the FBI has the things that are based on, you know, her original thoughts, her original everything. That was going on and all the evil.
What's frustrating to me, though, you know, this is stuff that we heard about a long time ago when Superhead came out with video. What was that? Video Vixen? That book, Video Vixen? Remember Superhead?
Yeah.
Well, how long ago did that book come out? 20 years ago?
Woo, yeah.
At least 20, maybe 17, 18 years ago. But she spoke about all of this.
She's spoke about all of it. She spoke about all these dudes taking it up the butt. She talked about all of it. And everybody was like, whatever. She just mad.
Whatever.
She
was trying to get some money. Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And look at where we at.
I'm just saying, like, you know, that's why I said we're going to owe some people some apologies. Because I think it's people that's been speaking on it for a very long time. And, you know, people just.
Where's Farnsworth? Excuse me, Farnsworth? Can somebody check on Farnsworth? The one with the umbrella.
I'm just saying.
Who used to always have the umbrella over Diddy. Can somebody check on him? No, no one has heard from Farnsworth. I want to be sure that he's still okay. Like, is he all right?
All I'm saying is there's actually a lot of people that we could really think of to say, hey, what happened to these people? I.e., like, let's just be honest. Craig Mack disappeared off the face of the earth. Like, and the thing is, we all remember Craig Mack was excellent rapper, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And he disappeared off the face of the earth. And at first, they said, oh, he died. And now it's coming out. No, actually, he died of HIV.
Mm.
So, because at first they was like, oh, he just had a, like, you know, a regular death, you know, he just died or whatever. But now they're saying, oh, no, he actually had HIV. I'm sorry, how did he contract the HIV?
Look, I'll tell you this. You you look at Mace. Mace left Diddy and became a preacher. I don't know what he is now, but, you know, like, so that is like, okay, so what was going on that you felt like you had to all of a sudden, and don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with turning your life over to Christ, but I'm just saying, like, he became a preacher, okay? So it must have been a whole lot of stuff he had to repent, a whole lot of sin he had to wash off of him in that baptismal water, you know what I'm saying, that he seen or allowed to happen and to other people and or himself.
I also want to talk about, and I want to say a little something, because we also have to say something about these young boys that have been in Diddy's hands. I'm sorry, because Usher at one point was what? He was living with Diddy when he was 13?
Mm-hmm. No, but his mama was smart. His mama pulled him up out of there. When his mama got wind of what all was going on and stuff up in that mansion, she was like, oh, no. You ain't grooming my son like that. That's not the type of grooming I thought you was going to be doing.
And then on top of that, then it's also Justin Bieber, also young.
Yeah.
Another like, and it Christ. Makes a little sense because he also has retreated. If you like really notice, he don't be out here. He don't be.
Girl, he's all about Jesus now. He's all about Jesus now. He's all about Jesus now.
I'm telling you, there's reasons. There's reasons. Ooh. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I feel like there's reasons that people do these things, and we have to pay attention to when people retreat and retreat fast, and they're like, hold on, another name, I'm a name, look, I know we all back in the day, we was like, yo, Lauryn Hill done went crazy, but did she, or did she just go through some shit?
Go through some shit and know some shit.
Right, and it was just too much for her to handle.
Yeah.
Because that's a high possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. It's a high possibility. So all I'm saying is, I think now we need to rethink this, because now I'm looking at everybody like, is you in the camp too? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm literally I'm looking at everybody when they replay some of these videos. Like, I'm looking at the videos and I'm like, yo, wait, what was really going on right here?
So I just want to say that before I even got on today, I asked Sammy. See, I was like, it was rumored. One of my friends was telling me, like, yeah, I heard that T.D. Jakes stepped down. We all know that T.D. Jakes was was at the parties. You know, y'all remember that meme that was going around talking about, you know how it feels when you get swallowed up? that was actually a sermon, y'all. He wasn't there swallowing people. I don't know what he was doing. But supposedly it was said that he had actually stepped down after all this T.D. Jakes stuff. So I just want to say that I looked it up myself, and this is what came up. It says, no, Bishop T.D. Jakes has not stepped down from his position as senior pastor at the Potter's House. Rumors of his resignation were spread by AI-generated videos on YouTube and TikTok. One of these videos falsely suggests that a news anchor had announced Jake's resignation on TV. So you guys know he did not. This AI.
Yo, it's beastly.
It's almost scary. I ain't even.
It's very scary. Very scary.
These AIs out here is writing resumes. They writing cover letters. I mean.
They doing full-fledged conversations, scamming people.
Oh, my God. Dude, Facebook. I'm finally on Facebook again, and I'm even still trying to keep that restricted. I didn't realize how many people want to be your friend on Facebook that don't know you. I was like, I don't know you. I don't know. Ignore. Weird.
Right.
But exactly. I was literally typing a message on there, and then it was like, would you like AI correct?
No.
Well, I didn't know what it was, so.
Oh God! See, I say no, because then I believe that starts to be like, okay, yeah, you can look at everything I say.
My original post was nothing compared to the post they redid for me.
Look, I don't trust it. I'd be like, no, thank you.
I was like, this is many, like this AI stuff, y'all. Like,
it's giving AI robots. I don't care what nobody say. It's giving AI robots.
Oh, for sure. Take it serious. Definitely take it serious. But I don't know. This Diddy stuff is one for
the saga continues.
Y'all see, I'm speechless. Like, it's just it this is probably about to be going for a while. And if this gets to a trial, if this goes to a trial, it's going to be a whole nother, like, who was that? OJ.
Or it's going to be like, what was the last one they had? The one with Johnny Depp and the girl. Everybody was like all glued into it. Mm. And they was into it. Huh?
Right.
So basically, Johnny Depp and this girl, the lies and the stuff they was coming out with, and how each camp has something crazy about him, like throwing stuff, and like, I mean, and how her screaming, like each week, each side has something. Girl, it was a whole drama series. Okay,
yeah, I heard, because like I said, I guess I was the only one that didn't stay.
Girl, okay, everybody was glued to it watching it because it was buffoonery.
I heard it was a trip. I heard
it was buffoonery in the courtroom, and I could just see that this could end up being just like that with the amount of names that they could possibly call out, because mm-hmm. you know who they said is next. Oh. You know they coming for the dynasty.
Jay-Z?
Yes.
I have read they already invaded his house, but I think that was fake news.
Yeah, see, I would have heard more of it. I did not hear that. I don't think that's accurate.
Okay, no. It was fake news.
No. Yeah, no. But all I'm saying is it's I don't know. They said that they might have some things on the dynasty. And I said, okay. I said, and just to be clear,
the dynasty is killing
me. Well, no. He called it. He called
it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what, if that, he do like that whole little triangle like it's a dynasty. Like, so I was like, okay, my goodness. You know, Beyonce calls herself the queen. So, okay, I mean.
Queen B.
Just saying, like, look, I mean. What's his name? Damon Dash? Been coming saying shit about him for years, so I don't know.
Just don't make no damn sense.
Like, I don't know. Like, I was talking about it with somebody else. They was like, our whole childhood memories and the music that we have is about to get all the way messed up with this one case.
It ain't about to be messed up for me. I'm still gonna listen to the hits. Like,
I'm not saying we won't listen to it because we are. Because I'm sorry, I don't care what people say.
Girl, I had that TP too on the other day.
Kelly TP too. Means that when people are this crazy, that's what be making for good music. It's the craziness. Mm-hmm. So, but also the other thing is too. I mean, what I mean is when we rehear the music. You hear, you be like, whoa, what are you really saying here? Like we did with R. Kelly. Because now, you know, when we hear AJ number the number, we think some of the shit now. Because we be like, motherfucker, what was you saying here? Like so. AJ
nothing but a number? Like, I'll just, y'all, people be thinking too deep. Granted, maybe he is talking about, okay, but I don't even let that sink into my psyche when I'm listening to that stuff. Because I just really want to separate the man from the artist. Like, and that's what helps me continue to listen to his music. Cause I separate the man from the genius. Let me say that. I separate it too. I don't know if you guys seen, y'all remember I put a poll up and who was on there? I believe that was Tyrese. And he was basically saying how, who do you think is the king of R&B or the best R&B artist or whatever. I forget verbatim what was it, but I put a poll up and he said R. Kelly. And I said, who agrees? And the other girl was like, really? Not Usher? And he was like, until Usher is writing other people hits, until Usher is writing his own hits, then maybe I can say Usher. He said, but R. Kelly, and I completely agree.
That I'm sorry. I'm a little perplexed here, but I'm trying to figure out how Usher even came in the conversation.
Girl.
I'm being really serious here, because if you ask me, there's some names that would go before Usher. I don't know. Chris Brown. Mm. Like, I'm just saying here, like, I don't mean to be rude, but like, there are names where I can see where people be like, oh, you know, if they threw Chris Brown's name in the hat, it would make all the sense in the world to me, because that man, for some odd reason, I don't know, you know, allegedly, he be on drugs and everything and still be out here killing it on this stage. I'm talking about dancing like a real Michael Jackson. MJ, everything. Like,
on drugs and everything.
On drugs and everything, out here killing it.
No, so I mean, yeah. But I'm just sorry. At the end of it, to me, it still would be R. Kelly. I mean, he got the voice. He got the talent. He got the genius. I mean, he's just. But hey, to each his own. Everybody, you know. But I do want to say that I want to appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode of All Talk No Chaser. And we are hoping that you guys are enjoying every second of our silly butts on here, just pretty much just giving our own little opinions, you know? So,
because they're just that, their opinions.
They are just
these
that.
These are not factual statements.
Yes, we kind of reading the same thing y'all reading, we just talking about on the podcast.
Maybe you don't be all into it, so we try to bring it to you live and direct.
So thank you guys once again for listening to All Talk No Chaser. We, like we said before, we're gonna try to be more frequent for you guys to hear our voices and stuff like that, because we know y'all be missing us. And I'm not just saying that. I've actually a couple of people have said to me, like, when y'all coming? Why y'all only doing one show a month? Why y'all? So guys, like I said, hit us up if you want to be on a show. Sometimes Sam and my schedules don't, you know, match up. So hey, I'm okay with special guests. I'm okay with people who just want to come, like, hey, Julie, I do a podcast with you. I'm fine if Sam and I's schedule don't match up. So, but other than that, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in to All Talk No Chaser. And continue to tune in, share. We on Spotify, we on Amazon Music. We love y'all and thank you. Peace out. Send me see you have anything.
And I missed y'all. So glad to be back.
Don't ever do that again. We don't want you to be gone that long again. We love y'all.